I was reading the book of Jonah the other day, and I noticed a number of things. But one of those things was how much God really cares for people that are far away from him. And Jonah completely misses this when he is sent on a mission to talk to the people that he hates. He decides that he doesn't want to go to people that he hates, and that he doesn't want to take God's message to them. We're all pretty familiar with the book of Jonah. Jonah is a prophet, and he lived in ancient Israel. And his job as a prophet was to tell the Israelites what God wanted and who God was and what God's personality was like. And when he was tasked to go to the Assyrians, to Nineveh, he decided that they were not worth it, that he did not want to do that, that he hated those people enough that he did not want God's personality to come through to the Ninevites. As we read in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1, we read, "The Lord gave this message to Jonah, son of Amittai, 'Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh. Announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are.' But Jonah got up and went in the opposite direction in order to get away from the Lord. He went down to the seacoast, to the port of Joppa, where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket and went on board, hoping that by going away to the west, he could escape from the Lord." So Jonah makes two fundamental mistakes. One, he decides that he can disobey God. And two, he wants to run away from the Lord. And we know that both of those are impossible. And we find out later that that is in fact impossible. As Jonah begins his journey in the opposite direction, a great storm comes up. And Jonah, being probably fully content with his decision, is sleeping down in the hold of the ship. And there's this storm, and the sailors are throwing everything overboard, and they're trying to lighten the ship so that they don't sink. And they finally decide that they're going to cast lots to see whose fault this storm is. And they begin to cast lots, and they finally wake up Jonah and ask him what's going on. And he says, and the lot comes to him, and he says this, after he is asked in verse 8, "Who are you? What is your line of work? What country are you from, and what is your nationality?" And Jonah answered, "I'm a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." Then he told them he was running away from the Lord. And the sailors were terrified when they heard this. "Oh, why did you do it?" they groaned. And since the storm is getting worse all the time, they ask him, "What should we do to stop this storm?" And Jonah says, "Just go ahead and throw me overboard." So Jonah is thrown overboard, and we read that we see a great fish that comes and swallows him. And Jonah prays this prayer from the belly of the fish. He prays this prayer about God saving him and how awesome God is, and the fact that God has saved him from going to hell. He's raised him up from the abyss, and then he's vomited on the dry land. And the Lord says to Jonah a second time in chapter 3, "Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and deliver the message of judgment that I have given you." And this time, Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. And he gave this one sentence sermon. 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. And oddly enough, the people of Nineveh repent. And the king hears about it, and he tells everybody that they need to act repentant and to repent, and God forgives them. And in verse 10 of chapter 3, "When God saw that he had put a stop to their evil ways, he had mercy on them and didn't carry out the destruction he had threatened." This change of plans, chapter 4, upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. "Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away to Tarshish." And here's where he talks about God's personality. "I knew that you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. I knew how easily you could cancel your plans for destroying the people. Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead, because nothing that I predicted is going to happen." So the people of Nineveh repent. Jonah is angry. And then at the very end of Jonah, we read, "The Lord said, 'You feel sorry about this plant, though you did nothing to put it there. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people living in spiritual darkness, not to mention all the animals. Shouldn't I feel sorry for this great city? We realize from this that Jonah doesn't want to do what God says because he knows that God is compassionate to his enemies. And when Jesus says later on, pray for your enemies, don't do evil for evil, he is just continuing God's love and God's personality. And Jonah knew this long before that, and he decided that he wanted to hate his enemies. And in fact, God has to chastise him and remind him, love your enemies, because God is a merciful and compassionate God, and we should be that kind of people.